fast lets you know. Go slow. Hey everyone, I'm Tom Harrison. Welcome to the Walk Your Why podcast. And I'd like to dig into this idea a little bit. This idea that fast lets you know, go slow. Lets you know when it's time to go slow, when it's important to slow down. Now, I think we can all appreciate the accuracy of that comment after the fact, right? We all have times where we say, oh my God, I wish I had slowed down. I was going too fast. I had too much on my plate, too much happening, so overwhelmed, on the edge of burnout. Maybe you did get burned out. I wish I had slowed down. I wish I had realized, maybe you even said something like this, I wish I had realized I was just going too fast and slowed down. And hey, some of us, we do realize it, right? On reflection, we remember, yeah, I knew I should have slowed down. I knew it. And it's very obvious when it's someone else, right? When it's our partner or something, and they're just going a mile a minute, and you know they're doing too much, and you've seen it before, right? So you know they're going to get overwhelmed, and you know they're on the edge of burnout, and you try to warn them, and they're like, no, I'm good, I'm feeling great, I'm on a roll, or maybe they're like, yeah, I know, but I just got to finish this thing. I just got to finish this project. I just got to wrap this thing up. As soon as I wrap this thing up, then, right? It's like so many other things in our life. When I do this, then, right? When I drive myself to burnout, then I'll slow down, right? If we were really serious, that's what we're saying sometimes. When I allow this overwhelm to elevate to burnout and maybe even a heart attack, then I'll slow down. Well, of course you will, because you'll either be dead or you'll be recovering, at least for a little while. You'll have to slow down, right? But that's not really what we're intending. That's not the way any of us really wants to be slowed down. Really, we want to have the capacity, the awareness, really, to catch it, to catch it that, at this moment, I'm going too fast. And so fast is letting me know. It's letting me know, go slow. Go slow. And again, as I just mentioned, oftentimes, at least for many of us, we get it, we see it, we know it, and yet we don't stop, we don't slow down. What's up with that? Now, I alluded to a bit of that, and it can be very different for different people, different reasons, different times, different moments, etc. But oftentimes, we'll speak to this, oftentimes, it has to do with some deadline we have in our mind for when we want to get something done or when we need to get something done. Either we've committed to someone else to have it done, could be at our job, right? And for whatever reason, we're not done yet and it's going to take a lot to get it done. Now, there's a lot of blame to go around on this. We're not talking about that right now. Just about the reality that you're going fast and it might even seem like you got to go even faster to get this thing done, because the notion is I got to get it done. That's why I'm going fast. That's also why we tell ourselves we can't go slow. Whether we use those words or not, that's essentially what's going on, right? So play that out in your own life for a moment. Like, just reflect for a moment. Are there times in your life, again, whether you're using the words I'm using or not, but does it resonate with you that there are times in your life when you're just going from one thing to another, and maybe it's not even one thing to another, maybe it's the same thing, but you're just kind of steady going, there's a lot going on, and there's this feeling like if anything, I got to speed up. I'm going too slow. I need to pick up the pace. I want to get this done. I got to get this done. I got a deadline. I got to finish this up. I got to wrap it up. Or maybe I just want to wrap it up. I want to move on to something else, but I got to get this done. And isn't it true that it kind of looks like when I get this done, then I'll take it easy. When I get this done, then I'll take a vacation. Right? Like, where did that word even come from? Vacation. Vacate. Right? When I'm finished with this, I'm going to vacate this area and go somewhere where I can be in peace. What do we also call vacation? An escape, right? When I get this thing done, I'm gonna escape out of here so I can get some peace. And then oftentimes we don't even really get the peace because we take a bunch of stuff with us or we make it too complicated. But we can all relate to this, right? Where the truth is, fast is in fact telling us. It is in fact letting us know. Hey, knock, knock, it's time to go slow. Hello. You're heading to burnout. You're maybe already in overwhelm. But we don't answer the door, even though we know the truth is at the door. We don't answer the door because we don't necessarily see another option in the moment. It just feels like I gotta get it done. And sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking, this is good, right? This is all about me being productive. And hey, let's just be real. Productivity, you just gotta grin and bear it. You just gotta grit your teeth and go for it. And hey, to some degree, right? If we wanna accomplish things in our life, sure, effort is required, of course. Sometimes more effort than other times. But if we find ourselves in a pattern, in a recurring pattern of rushing and running, right? And whether that's physically or just mentally and emotionally, just in our thinking, in our mind, moving from one thing to the other, always trying to get things done and really trying to get it done faster, and especially when it's with this notion that when I get this done, I'll do this. If we're in that pattern, then either you're someone who experiences overwhelm a lot, and even though you don't like it, you don't quite know how to get out of it. You experience burnout, or you get to the edge of it, and even though you don't like it, you don't know how to get out of it. And even though you love those vacations, they're often just not enough. Somehow, it doesn't quite work to burn ourselves out and then think a vacation that's usually a tiny fraction of the time we invested in overwhelm, that the idea that that vacation is going to vacate all the stress that was created and all the damage from that stress. It helps, of course, but wouldn't it make more sense? Wouldn't it serve us even better if we listen to fast, if we listen to when going fast? Again, I'm not just talking about physically. It may not have anything to do with rushing and running physically. But our mind going so fast. You know, constantly. Right? Where we're in our mind rushing from one thing to the other. And to other people, it certainly looks like often we're rushing from one thing to the other physically in our lives. We just don't have time for anything. And we're just moving, moving, moving. And it feels really productive. It can feel really good in certain moments. And if we're honest, it accumulates into something that doesn't feel so good. So, again, if we're honest, wouldn't we prefer a strategy that alerts us very clearly that we do need to go slow. And it's not just a suggestion. It's a strategy, right? It's like, hey, I've realized that going fast, even though, sure, there's some productivity there, I've realized, I've noticed that the productivity soon or eventually degenerates into overwhelm. And the overwhelm degenerates into burnout. And that's just not good. That's not comfortable. That doesn't feel good. And I don't want productivity in my life to always equate to overwhelm or burnout. What I want is to get the clear message from fast. I'm not saying I don't ever go fast. Sometimes I gotta hunker down and do the work and just go for it. Hey, fast can be productivity. But instead of fast leading the way, what if fast, for those of you who resonate with what I'm talking about, we already know that that kind of fast we've been living, it's already letting us know that we got to go slow. So what I'm saying here is let's flip the paradigm. Because whether we realized it or not, fast was our strategy. We maybe never thought of it that way. But if we're finding ourselves frequently in overwhelm, if we're finding ourselves on the edge of or into burnout, if we're finding ourselves running and racing and rushing all the time, whether it's physically running from one thing to another, moving from one thing to the other, or it's just in our mind, right? Just in our mind, which of course manifests everywhere. If that's been our experience, what if we flip that paradigm and make slow the strategy? Now, on the surface, that might seem ridiculous. Like, well, that's really going to work, Tom. If I just go slow, I'll totally be unproductive. And then I'll have to speed up, so I'll be right back where I was. No. When we slow down consciously, and we allow ourselves to stop, and break the pattern, like physically, mentally, emotionally, break the pattern. Just in the moment of stopping, just by literally stopping and not doing any other damn thing, nothing else, just stopping. Standing in stillness. Just letting ourselves be in this place of stillness, just doing that. That's the first step because it breaks the pattern. It breaks that pattern of, I gotta go fast. It's the only way it's gonna work. Again, we may not be saying those words at all, but that's the way it's playing out. But that breaks the pattern. And then from that place of stillness, we get present to where we are. And if we're honest, we realize, here I am again. I'm rushing. I'm running. My mind is racing. And sure, I'm being productive. But if I'm being honest, it's kind of wreaking havoc on things. Mostly, perhaps, my life, my health, my self-care, gone out the window again. I'm not able to really serve other people at the level I want because I'm just going too fast. Maybe I'm going too fast trying to help other people, and that's why I can't help myself. But here's the deal. It's not working out holistically. It's not what I want for my life. Because the fact is, I want more stillness. Now, if you're an action junkie, and this stuff is like, oh, forget you, Tom. I don't want any of that stillness crap. Well, then fine. You're probably not listening to me. I'm talking to the people who are rushing and running, and maybe you're really good at it, but you want stillness. You want time to meditate. You want time to feel who you are. You want time to be you and not be the madness. Not be the overwhelm. Not be the fear that so ruled your life. You got to get serious. You got to get present to what's real. So what's real for you? Right? And once we can get present and honest about that, we can realize, aha, this fast thing's not working for me. Now, at the same time, you might be thinking, okay, well, I guess I'm screwed then, because how am I going to get this stuff done if I don't go fast? Ah, good question. Good question. So then the next thing you have to ask yourself, what really matters? Now, you may not get all of these questions sufficiently answered in one session. In fact, you won't. So this needs to become a practice. I call the practice slow. You may have heard of this, but it's stop, look, orient, and walk. And you're in this place now where you're realizing, huh, fast isn't working. Doesn't seem like going slow is going to work. What's the option? What can I do? But hopefully in that moment, you're also realizing just the fact that you've given yourself time to ask these questions, to consider another strategy, it's already proving that slow might just be the way to go. Because by slowing down, allowing yourself to stop, finding that stillness, getting present, and now asking these questions, that's progress. That's progress. And you can, because you have to ask the question first, right? If you just believe you got to keep going fast and you got to keep going, you just keep feeding that, and you don't even stop to think if you can slow down because it just doesn't seem like an option. And your whole mindset is, oh, I'll slow down when I take a vacation. Fine, if that's the way you want to live. I like life being a vacation, right? I like my work being my vacation. I like not feeling a need to go on vacation. Not that I don't take adventures, but, you know, it's kind of nice living life where you're, quote, work day and your, quote, play day kind of look the same, feel the same, right? Can you relate to that at all? This is what I'm inviting you into, to a life of harmony. We're sure you might take some awesome trips with your family, but every day on your own, even if you've got a big work day, you're still feeling in the flow because you're not going too fast. You're letting fast let you know it's time to go slow. And so, yeah, we do got to find a pace that works. But right now what you're doing is you're just realizing fast hasn't been working. Because even if it works short term, it gets me burned out or gets me at least overwhelmed, and then that takes a toll. And so guess what? You're not productive then. You're just not. So if we step back and realize, okay, huh, what if I just slow it all down, get clear on what really matters, which means I'm taking some things off my plate that do not matter or matter less. I get really focused on the things that matter most to me. So that's already saved me a ton of time and wasted energy. And hey, it's going to take some work to do this, but that's good work. And guess what? Letting go releases time. Expand space. It doesn't shrink it. So you're creating spaciousness. You're expanding spaciousness. And then you orient yourself into that more spacious direction. There can be many ways you can go. We're not going to be able to get into the details now, but I want you to take this on as a thought experiment and experience. If you don't know about slow yet, check it out. Go to slowpractice.com. And go into it. There's some training there that, and you'll see that there's a one-pager PDF that just kind of gives you an overview of the practice. There's a training audio course that goes deep, and it's kind of centered around this COVID area we're in, the virus. But you'll hopefully quickly see that you can bring any issue into this, anything into the practice. And so I'm asking you to engage is a slow practice. And even if you don't go after that material, even if you just work with what we've talked about today and explore this idea of, number one, slowing down, coming to a stop, allowing stillness to fill you, breaking that pattern of run, 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 rush, 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 race, race, race. And even if your mind's still doing it while you're trying to stop, you've at least made a physical break. And you're telling yourself, ah, I'm in stillness. Ah, feels good just to simply be. And then you get present, like we talked about, present to this reality in your life of how fast just really isn't working. And now you're going to create a strategy to go slow. And what that means, what slow means, is different for different people. But you're going to create a strategy where you focus on what matters most. You let go of what matters, what doesn't matter. And there's always things that we can identify don't matter. If you don't think so, give yourself some time. If you don't think so, it's probably because you haven't stopped long enough to really drop in. That's just a fact. There's always things we're putting our attention to and our time to that we can let go that simply don't matter as much as other things. So we get clear on what matters most. Hey, and it's an ongoing process, but the clearer we get, the better we'll be at this. And then we orient ourselves in the direction of focusing on those. That's just one example of how we use the slow practice. And then once we've oriented ourselves in that direction, we've created a plan, created a strategy to focus, for example, on the top three areas that matter most. For example, in a project. Okay, I still got to get the project done, right? So I'm not saying you necessarily leave a job where you got to do a project, although that might be something to consider. But let's say, for example, you got this project at work you got to do. You're still going to do it. You need to do it to keep your job. You want to keep your job. But the way you've been doing those in the past hasn't been working out. So look at that job. See it for what it is. Get clear on what's really what are the most important parts of the project. I don't care what the project is. There's always aspects of it that are most important, period. Trust that. Get focused, create a new strategy that allows you to work at the pace you need to work, that nurtures you, and make sure your plan includes self-nurturance, self-care. Prove to yourself, because you can do it, prove to yourself that you can slow down, which really means enabling yourself to really get focused so that the time you do put into the project is super focused and actually will probably be way more productive, which is being fast. How about that? So you'll be fast at what you want to accomplish. You'll accomplish things more quickly at a higher quality level, but you'll be moving at a more measured pace that nurtures you overall, right? So there might be periods, just giving you an example, there might be a few hours where you just dig in and you just focus big time and you are super productive. You are in the zone. But then you take a break, right? And you get some nourishment and maybe you do a little dance, some exercising. You do the self-care. You reorient, if necessary, to what matters most. Listen to this again and again and again if you need to. There's a lot here. Most of this you've heard before in probably many different ways. And I hope hearing this from me in this way helps push you over the edge, away from the edge of burnout and into the edge and hopefully immersed in bliss. And that's what can happen. If you let fast let you know to go slow, you can move from burnout, quite literally, to bliss and still get the project done on time without losing your mind. And the last piece of that practice called slow is that it's to stop, look, orient, walk. That's what you've just done. Is you've walked, you've taken the action, you've carried out the steps in that strategy to move from, oh, here I am, I've been going fast, it hasn't been working, I'm getting overwhelmed. Maybe I get the stuff done, but it burns me out, I'm not taking care of myself, that's not what I want. So I'm gonna orient myself to this slow strategy that gets me, allows me to work in the flow, which includes me, not just the project, That's the way I want to go. When you walk and you take that purposeful action, you simply carry out your plan. And you come back to this practice regularly, frequently, consistently, to drive the message home. Because it's so, so true. If we only listen, if we only listen, fast will absolutely let us know when it's time to go slow. Enjoy the walk. Happy trails. Walk your why.